Welcome to the Opawa Baptist Podcast. If you'd like to find out more about our church, visit us on any Sunday or online at opawa.org.nz.
So I see that there are some things that can cause problems with these high expectations that you might have. So before I just look at a couple of those, there's two verses I think that are very important as we think about expectations for Rod and his role. First one from Ephesians 4, 11 to 13. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. And 1 Peter 2:5 says, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So as I just talk through a couple of these points, I want you to remember and bear in mind these two verses. I think they're very important for us in the life of Opawa. One of the things with expectations is that we might have a misunderstanding of the actual role that a senior pastor might be, and that can colour or cloud our expectations. So we have this new senior pastor, but we need to remember that he is not the, with capital TH, leader at Opawa, because Opawa practices a plurality of leadership. We have a team leadership model with the board. We have ministry leaders. We have a wide variety of people that are providing leadership within this place. Rod's role is as senior pastor. And part of that role is to equip us to do the work of ministry. And it's very important that we remember that it's us that need to be doing the work of ministry. Rod is there to encourage, to equip us, and to lead us together in this journey. He does have other roles as well. So, misunderstanding of a role. There's also unrealistic expectations. Now, this might come to a shock to some people, but Rod is not Superman. A Superman pastor is seen as having sole hands-on responsibility for every ministry. He should function like a CEO, like a paid professional, like the minister. It's his role to do the church's work, and it's the congregation's role to reap the benefits of his expertise. But I remind us that Rod is not all things to all people. He has been called to be our pastor, not our sole evangelist, not our sole visitation person, not our missionary or Sunday school teacher or any other role. We all need to be aware of our role as priests together doing the ministry within this place. So there's unrealistic expectations. The other thing, the other danger of expectations are that as the time progresses with our time with Rod here, we might have expectations that Rod is going to increase the numbers of people in this place 2, 3, 4, 5-fold times what they are now. So down the track, that may not happen. And so the thought is, well, I thought Rob was going to make this place like a mega church. I thought he was going to fill all those seats. And as Rob mentioned, we then go back into the old, oh, weren't the old days so much better and all that sort of stuff. Remember, Rod does not build this church. Christ builds this church. Rod, as a pastor and part of the leadership team, will work towards equipping the saints to do the work of ministry. As priests in the kingdom of God, we're able to serve the Lord and use our gifts, abilities, time, resources, and energy to help make disciples of all nations. That's us. All believers are called to participate in serving Christ together with the church's leaders to fulfill the Great Commission and the Great Commandment. Nothing will change at Opawa unless we change. Rod will not suddenly turn the numbers around in this place. Rod will not be the sole person to make you grow in Christ. You need to be participating in this journey and trusting in God to do these things. And the last thing is that as we progress along and things don't happen quite the way we are, we might turn around and say, oh, I don't really love Rod anymore. Well, not quite right here, those words, but the honeymoon period is over. And I'm just not feeling moved anymore by his sermons. Or the latest sermon doesn't seem as good as the one last week. And that's a little bit about consumer culture. If we don't get a buzz from something, if we don't feel moved, we often want to go on to the next thing. So I would encourage us not to have that expectation that we're always going to get a buzz. We're always going to feel comfy and nice and warm and everything every Sunday that Rod preaches or when our preachers here. Try to look at the overall direction that Rod is moving with his messages. Come along on a Sunday expecting to meet God in a special way. Be prepared to act on what you hear from the services. Encourage Rod, or whoever is speaking, even if you don't feel anything particularly at that time. Remember that the church is not a warm, cozy, exclusive club. And you have committed yourself to this place as part of a family, for the good times and the bad. Because church is not about you, but it's about enabling people to be introduced to the God who we come here to worship. It's very important that we keep that in our focus. So briefly, what is biblical leadership? As we look at the lives of Jesus and Paul, we see certain characteristics. Jesus practiced a servant leadership. He worked with small groups, 12 of the 40, training, mentoring them, equipping them to go out and to share his life and message. They were more like apprentices learning on the job. His was always, the first will be last and the last first. If you want to lead, you must serve. Servanthood is what leadership is about. And I think Rod practices servanthood in his leadership. Lord Sandy, founder of the Navigators, asked this question, how do you know when you have a servant's attitude? His answer was, you know when you have a servant's attitude when you react like a servant, when you're treated like a servant. And if you look at Paul, Paul's leadership was God-enabled, spirit-led, word-based, cross-shaped, and deeply relational. It provided an example for believers to follow. And servant leadership isn't a strategy to get people to follow you or a good habit to develop over time. Servant leadership is a biblical mandate that takes a person of character and competence who will influence a community of people to achieve a God-honoring calling by means of the power of Christ. And Rod brings many of these qualities to this role as a vibrant senior pastor. He's trained in discerning the scriptures and making application of those truths culturally relevant to us. He sees the big things of God. He has a vision for this place on how we can be the gathered people of God and how we can be missional people of God in our communities. He is a pastor who is a transformational leader who is being transformed in the presence of the people he is leading. It's time for a change in power, not in our senior pastor, but each one of us. We need to become a transformational church. We each need to be involved, tolerant, forgiving, not talking about each other behind each other's backs. We need to be a loving community with a radical lifestyle that embraces outsiders, no matter their background or makeup. We need to walk alongside Rod and Steph and encourage Rod to have healthy work boundaries. Remember, he is only a 0.7 of full-time, and we need to make sure that he doesn't overcommit himself in his work at this place. I want to finish with a parable. Søren Kierkegaard, who was a Danish philosopher of the 18th century, he told this parable to the Christian community called the Domestic Goose. There was a village where only geese lived. Each Sunday in this village, all the geese waddled down the road to attend Goose Church. where they listened to the guest choir and again the preacher. Pretty much every Sunday, the preacher would proclaim, "We are geese." No, I'm not too excited. One Sunday, the goose preacher said with even more force, "No, we are geese, and geese can fly. We were meant to fly." Well, the goose preacher got everyone thinking, and there was even an amen from the geese congregation. Geese are meant to fly. This would change everything. After the church was over, they all waddled back. So I'd like to finish just with another verse from Scripture, which I hope will be a verse that we will live by. John 13. "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have loved one another." Amen.